New West Group is a nationally recognized healthcare staffing agency with over 30 years of experience connecting clinicians to leading health systems. In 2023, they were honored as the top travel nurse agency by nurse.org. But New West is more than just travel staffing. They excel in placing local, temp-to-hire, and direct talent as well. Discover their full-service concierge approach at newwestgroup.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Travel Nursing and Allied Life podcast for TravCon. My name is Steve Curtin. I am the CEO of the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon, the healthcare traveler conference that takes place every year in wonderful Las Vegas. This year, it's the 22nd through the 25th at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. So glad to have everybody joining us here for this podcast. I'd like to welcome a very special guest, Timothy Glanzer. Timothy is the Chief Elevation Officer for Elevated Meeting Solutions. Timothy has been in the meetings business, if you will, for many years, and they are our event partner for TravCon. This is our third year doing it with the wonderful team at Elevated Meeting Solutions. Also joined by Rachel Altum. Rachel is the community manager for both the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon. So we got a great team here, and we're here to talk about all things Las Vegas, and no better person to have on than Timothy. Timothy, welcome. We really appreciate your coming on and taking the time to talk about the wonderful experiences in Las Vegas.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Rachel. Always loving to take the time to showcase and celebrate our wonderful city here in the desert. A little warm today, but it's always wonderful to talk about Las Vegas.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you again. This will be our third year being involved with the TravCon conference, also known as the Healthcare Traveler Conference. TravCon is actually in its 16th year. So this has been going on long before Rachel and I have been involved. But again, we've been working with Elevated Meeting Solutions for the past 3 years and the wonderful team there. Timothy, the title of our podcast today is Elevating Your Vegas Experience While at TravCon 2024. And suffice it to say, there is a lot to do in Vegas. I think sometimes when people make their plans to go to Vegas for the conference or just certainly for trips in general, it can get a little bit overwhelming. And I'm wondering if you could basically tell folks, particularly for those that may be going to TravCon for the first time and have never experienced Vegas before, kind of give an overview of Vegas and why it really is such a great location for a conference like ours.
Thank you, Steve. Well, the time that this TravCon event is taking place at the Paris in Las Vegas in the end of September is the perfect weather. And I say that because it can get warm over the summer. Things will start to cool down in September. We won't have the winds and some of the nutty weather that we have in other times of the year. And it will be a really, really comfortable weather. Very sunny, you know, 360 days a year of sunshine. And it will also be most likely cooler at night. I'm not a weatherman, but that's also not a time that we get much rain. So we don't really get much rain other than August, parts of July. So it's a great time for the weather, no better time for the weather. And I think Las Vegas is also a wonderful location. It's very concentrated. You have the Strip, which most of you are familiar with, but we also have other regions downtown, which has a lot of exciting things we'll talk about later on in this conversation. But it's really all together. A lot of it is walking distance or a very short Uber or taxi ride to get to. So that's another real great attraction of coming to Las Vegas. Right. I also think that because we're always reinventing ourselves, there's always new experiences, new shows, new restaurants, shopping experiences that are opening up all the time. And it is always evolving. So if you've been to Vegas, even in the last 6 months, most likely there's going to be a lot more activity and a lot more attractions as we're continuously building on that to attract guests and event guests. As the number one attraction on the globe, Las Vegas has to continue to invent and reinvent new attractions to get individuals and guests to come.
Yeah, speaking of reinvention, I want to dig into that point a little bit, because I think when most people think of Las Vegas, and certainly the first time I was there several years ago prior to going, your instant thought is gambling. And many people say, well, I don't like to gamble. So what can I do in Las Vegas? And you touched on some of those things, but I'd like you to kind of expand upon the different opportunities between entertainment, sports events, shows, music, and even sightseeing. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that.
So it used to be driven mainly by gaming. And back in the late 80s and early 90s, there was a rebuilding and thinking of how can we attract those guests that don't gamble. And we have an insane culinary experience here in Las Vegas. In fact, I would tell you, we have more celebrity chefs than anywhere in the world. Talk about Paris, talk about New York, talk about some of the great cities globally. Many of those chefs have all convened here to Las Vegas and have one, two, three different venues. So you have all the celebrity chefs, the James Beard chefs, and all the chefs that are up and coming that have come to Las Vegas. I travel the world, I've never seen anything like the culinary experience. So for the foodies out there, this is an incredible destination. We also have world-class shopping at all levels. We have multiple Outlook shopping, we have multiple discount shopping, and then we have the best luxury shopping in the world. Again, we'll match up against New York, Paris, some of these other global cities. We also have by far, and I stand very strong on this, the entertainment capital of the world. Mm-hmm. Every single hotel has some sort of world-renowned show. We have the greatest residencies. On any given weekend, we have Bruno Mars in one location. We have Lady Gaga in another location. Katy Perry, Luke Bryan. The Sphere has opportunities. In fact, over the TravCon show, we have the Eagles that are showcasing a concert on the Friday and Saturday at the Sphere. Many of you have talked heard about the Sphere. We'll talk more about that. The entertainment options are unbelievable, and there's no place that can match that. We also have wonderful spa and wellness opportunities. Most of the hotels have incredible spas. They paid attention to that. We also have, obviously, the day pool scene here, which is a whole nother experience, and it is a lot of fun. And you have the party pool experience, and you have the more laid-back pool experience for those that want to relax and read. So off the strip, we have an incredible downtown experience with lots of little treasures. You have the Fremont experience, and on the other side of Fremont, you have the downtown project, which was the old vision of Tony Hsieh, who used to run Zappos, and he created all these really unique little restaurants and shopping opportunities. And then off strip, you have a ton of little wonderful venues and hotels. And then, of course, we have wonderful Lake Mead, the world's largest man-made lake that empties into Hoover Dam. And that's about a 40-minute trip. We have Red Rock hiking, which is unbelievable hiking trails throughout the entire Red Rock area. And if you want to get really nutty and jump in an Uber and go up to Mount Charleston, 40 minutes away, we have a mountain with snow in the middle of the desert.
So, really, that is news to me. You just told me something new, Timothy. Having been out there the last 3 years, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and actually, in the winter, it's great skiing. There won't be winter. There won't be skiing, obviously, in September. So, there's so many things, and then the sporting. You know, during TravCon, we actually have the Raiders in town. That's Sunday, playing the Carolina Panthers over at the beautiful Allegiant Stadium, and that is a walk away from anywhere on the strip. So again, in a concentrated area, have all of these amenities, lots of little free attractions, the Bellagio fountains, multiple other conservatories, the Bellagio gardens, which is complimentary, is a beautiful botanical garden that they change out every year. It will still be in the summer setting, but it's all natural florals and flowers that create this setting, and it's 100% free. You walk into Bellagio, you look up at the ceiling at the $10 million chandelier there, and then you walk into these gardens. So throughout every hotel, there's some sort of a free experience that's attached to it as well.
Lots to do, more than just gaming for those that are new.
I just rambled on, but I tell you, I can keep going because there's so many things.
Hold some of those because we do want to talk about some of your hidden gems and, you know, little niche type of things that people may not know about. I do want to bring in Rachel to conversation. Is Rachel Altam as our community manager for the Gypsy Nurse as well as TravCon. Not only does she help to work with the TravCon team to manage the show, but also too, Rachel, I know you like to travel, and Vegas is one of your all-time favorite spots. So give me a couple of must-see restaurants or must-eat-at restaurants from Rachel's perspective. I know you like to shop, so give a couple of things from your perspective as well.
Well, I definitely like to shop next door at Planet Hollywood.
Okay.
Right? What's the name of it? It's not Crystals. That's across the street at Aria.
Miracle Mile.
Miracle Mile. So I definitely love to shop there. All the restaurants in the Paris are delicious. There's a lot of different places at Bellagio with sushi. Yellowtail was really good. I think that's at the Bellagio.
Yeah.
And of course at... Oh my gosh, what is the place? It's not Luxor. It's down the road. It's our favorite breakfast place, Steve, when we go to Vegas. We were talking about it today.
Oh, it's all a blur.
Chicago.
Okay.
Yes. That
so many great breakfast places.
Yeah.
Breakfast is my favorite.
Really great place to eat. Yeah.
And then you can't forget the best Italian restaurant in the city, in my opinion, next door at the Aria, Carbone. Absolutely fantastic experience. Get the spicy rigatoni. It is addictive. It's wonderful. Right next door at the Aria, right across the street from where the Paris Las Vegas is.
So, Timothy, give us a brief overview of your career and a little bit about Elevated Meeting Solutions. Obviously, this expertise does not come off the top of your head. You've had many years of experience in the hotel and hospitality industry, and then obviously formed your own firm a few years ago. So for those that may not know Elevated Meeting Solutions, or you may see them, you may see people that are attending at the show with us, tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I came up over the hill back in the mid-80s, and I'm showing my age there, as an individual that had never been to Vegas. I packed up from the Midwest and said, I can't handle these winters anymore. Came over in the mid-80s as a banker, and then fell in love with hospitality and actually opened the Mirage. And the Mirage is just now closing after 30 years of incredible journey. Got involved with MGM Resorts and worked 28 years managing their convention and events teams at multiple properties. My last journey was at Bellagio for 13 of those years. So excited about the event business, so excited to be in Las Vegas, which is the capital of events, that I said, I'm going to start my own company. And I did. And about 6-7 years ago, took the leap of faith, left that incredible opportunity, MGM Resorts, to start Elevated Meeting Solutions. It is a full service event management agency, and we produce events all over the world, from small little retreats of 50 to the largest technology show on Earth, CES, so, and everything in between. And, you know, the profiles, much like the TravCon profile, is something that we really are excited about. We really get extra excited when it's in Las Vegas because it is our home. Mm-hmm. And we love to bring events to Las Vegas for what it does to the community. And, you can't underestimate the impact that a TravCon has on the Las Vegas community in all aspects. So have a small team of now 16 individuals that are wildly talented and love. You have had an opportunity to meet several of those on your program.
We're just really
excited about the future of events and the future of this industry moving forward.
So Timothy, tell us a little bit from your perspective about the Paris Hotel. So for those that don't know or haven't registered yet, and if you haven't, I don't know why you haven't. There's only 50 days left until TravCon, so time is running out. But this year again, TravCon is the 22nd through the 25th at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, right in the Strip, beautiful hotel. But Timothy, for those that aren't familiar with the Paris, or maybe this can be their first time there, tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the Paris, things to be on the lookout for in terms of things to do within the property, what makes it so special, how to really maximize your time at the Paris.
Paris is still one of the great gems in our hotel portfolio. The location is right on the Las Vegas Boulevard and what we call the 50-yard line, right across the street from Bellagio. It's a phenomenal property, multiple great culinary experiences. You've got one of the best steak houses. You've got the beer garden that you go up, and it's multi-level sports oriented beer garden that overlooks the entire strip and the fountain show next door. The Paris room product's fantastic. They've kept up refreshing, updating, renovating. They just did another refresh in the last year. You have all the little fun little nooks and crannies of the Paris. If you've never been to Paris, it does have a feel of Paris.
It does.
So it's a themed hotel. It's not overwhelming. It's not cheesy necessarily, but it is. And you have the Eiffel Tower that you can actually go up into. There's actually a restaurant. There's also an attraction that you can go up into the Eiffel Tower and see a 360 view of Las Vegas. And there's just all of these really fun little areas that you can navigate. And the space is wonderful. You walk out of the guest elevator, a very short walk into our space, into our convention area that has also been refreshed. So the hotel is putting in the capital. Caesars Entertainment owns Paris, Las Vegas, and they've really put in the capital and done a great job of keeping it updated. And I think it's just a wonderful property and a great venue for our TravCon show.
Yeah, it really is. Obviously, again, this is our Rachel and my third time. This will be our third time there. And I got to tell you that the rooms are beautiful. The service is excellent. The food is fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's just so much to do. Not that you want to stay in the hotel all day. There's lots of other things to do, as we talked about. But boy, it is, you can have a lot of fun at the Paris. I would like to talk a little bit about the Dre's after party. So that's another big component of TravCon. Again, if you're a first-time traveler to TravCon, a first-time attendee, we have our famous after party, which is Tuesday night at the Dre's nightclub, which is right in the Strip. Beautiful view of Caesars. Timothy, you've been working with that facility for a number of years. Talk a little bit about Dre's, and Rachel, I'd like to talk to you about this year's theme for the Dre's after party at the Dre's. But Timothy, tell us a little bit about Dre's and what makes that so special.
Well, this is the ending concept of our incredible event that we head over to the world famous Dre's. Dre's has been around forever, but years ago, they went from the bottom of that hotel venue to the top of that hotel venue. And it has the best views in Las Vegas, all in up and down Las Vegas Boulevard. Again, can see the fountain show over at Bellagio, looking over at the Horseshoe, Caesars, every angle that you want. You got the high roller behind you. It's the hottest nightclub, even to this day. It is an outdoor-indoor venue. So if the weather were to turn warmer, which it won't during that September dates, you have an inside area as well. And it's a very luxurious venue with pools scattered throughout, cabanas, stacked cabanas, multi-level. The audio-visual concepts are absolutely extraordinary. I think it's the absolute incredible final event for the TravCon event that just every year we end this thing with a bang. And you just talk to some of the individuals that have attended this show, this final event, and it's always very, very positive.
Yeah, it's a very memorable event. It's about celebrating healthcare travelers, and they deserve it because healthcare travelers, travel nurses, and folks in the Ally fields, they work very hard, and it's a wonderful venue to celebrate with them. Speaking of celebration, Rachel, you have been intimately involved with preparing for the theme for the Dre's nightclub event, the after party at Dre's with TravCon. So talk a little bit about the theme this year and what people should be looking to wear and the overall theme.
It was an honor to pick out the theme. We voted and majority of the community picked Neon Nights. So I think that goes really well with all the neon lights that are scattered about Vegas. So Neon Nights, you're going to wear your brightest, hottest colors. There's no face painting, no neon face painting.
Oh. Now I have to change my plans, Rachel, but okay, I'll adjust.
We're full body neon green, but you cannot. But yeah, so we just want to see you in your brightest colors, neons, all that. And also no jumping in the pool. Timothy brought up the pool and there's no jumping in the pool. That is prohibited as well. You will get kicked out. So
Rachel will come get you.
There's actually security that will come get you. So don't jump in the pool.
The pool is a decor attraction. It's not actually a physical
So it's really nice, but there is like a little spot that's great. You can go out, a little bridge that has a little bit of water that you're allowed to walk onto and hang out and dance. So that's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. Rachel, thank you for your efforts in putting together the theme for this year's Dre's After Party. Just to briefly go over the schedule before we wrap up here in the next few minutes, but again, TravCon starts the 22nd of September, which is a Sunday, and it ends on the 25th. Tons of events. You can find all of the event schedules and educational courses and so forth on travcon.org. We have a full agenda there, but it's a TravCon, generally speaking. You can get your CEs. You can network with over 140 different agencies and related companies that have to do with healthcare travel. It's a great place to connect and reconnect, to make friends, see old friends and so forth. We have wonderful food, again, served by the Paris. So as part of your ticket, your registration ticket, you're going to get access to all CE and speaker events. You're going to have breakfast and lunch served by the Paris Hotel. You're going to get into the after party. And there's a whole host of other events that you get into for free. So it's absolutely a bargain. Tickets are on sale now. We only have 50 days left. So if you haven't booked your tickets, please book them now. But as Timothy was mentioning earlier, you know, Vegas is obviously a tremendous attraction. It's a hub, if you will. Flights are easy to come by. We still have some room block tickets available, so some lesser expensive hotel rooms available at the Paris, so you can stay right at the Paris or its sister hotel, the Horseshoe, which is right next door, so you don't have to walk anywhere. So it's really, if you haven't been, it's an event you don't want to miss. And if you have been before, we welcome you back. We can't wait to see you. So given all that, as we wrap up here in the last few minutes of our podcast, Timothy, I want to go back to kind of some hidden gems. So again, for people coming to Vegas, you know, you mentioned all of the different activities they can get involved with, but mention two or three of your favorites, whether it is things to do, shows to see, activities, something that might be a little bit off the beaten path that people may not know about.
Well, we have become, you know, these speakeasies are just really popular all over the country, right? And we've become the Mecca of the speakeasy, and every hotel, many of the hotels have these little speakeasies, and they don't publicize them, they don't talk about them. The hotel, as far as you talk to the hotel people, they don't even know about them. They, you know, they don't. It is really word of mouth. Right across the street from the Paris, you have the Cosmopolitan. They actually have two really, really unique speakeasies. One is in the barbershop. It's an actual live working barbershop, and then you go through, and there's a little janitor area, and the next thing you're in this incredible speakeasy that holds about 150 people. It's a lot of fun, live music, and a lot going on.
That's on my list, by the way. I just made a note. You're gonna have to take me there.
A little bit smaller place is in the food court of the Cosmopolitan. You walk down a little hallway, and you go into this place that's a tequila bar. It's much smaller, but it's a lot of fun, called the Ghost Donkey. And there's several other throughout the different hotels as this form has become very, very popular and very, very unique. Some other things that may not be as unique or as off the beaten path, the High Roller, I think, is a fantastic, very affordable experience. And it doesn't take up a lot of time. One rotation in this Ferris wheel concept. It's the largest in the world, by the way. And you go in day or night, and it's spectacular views. And it's a large car that you're in. So for those individuals that get a little claustrophobic, it's a fairly large unit that you're in. That's fantastic. Of course, we have the world famous brand new Sphere that is on every social media, TikTok, Instagram post, that anyone that comes to Vegas, whether you fly in, the whole right side of the plane as you're flying in, they're taking pictures of the Sphere. Mm. You have the shows that we talked about, the Eagles, but you also have the residential show, the Postcards of the Earth, which is a very affordable, I think it's a 45 minute to an hour long show that is spectacular. That experience is really, really unique. You'll get that nowhere in the world and only here in Las Vegas. There's various other things that you can do off the strip if you want to venture into other areas where there's wonderful little hidden treasures as far as restaurants go, as far as sightseeing goes. But you would never really need to leave the Strip if you didn't want to. I'll give a plug to the best website, if I may, in Las Vegas for individuals.
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah.
It's a very simple one. Easy to remember. Vegas.com. They have everything, every attraction, every show, any and all restaurant opportunities, shopping, spa. It's a one-stop shop. It's a great website. It's been around forever. Great partner of the Las Vegas hotels and the Las Vegas attraction and entertainment scene.
Vegas.com.
Vegas.com.
And another, I want to add to another way for other people to, you know, find out new restaurants and different things like that. Talk to a recruiter at a booth, and they are all doing some sort of like dinner, golf outing, anything like that. So even just going up and being like, you know, you came here alone, you really liked that recruiter, you want to get to know them more, or you just want to have a meal with them, just go up to them and be like, hey, are you guys doing anything fun tonight? And then, you know, they'll more than happily probably invite you to, you know, Topgolf, and there's just so many different things, concerts and all that. So you're not alone there. You'll definitely find a friend, either if it's another healthcare professional or even a recruiter.
That's a great point, Rich. I'm glad you mentioned that, because yeah, there's one thing we do want to emphasize is if you're making plans, plan them carefully, because within the conference itself and with all of our exhibitors, as well as our after party and other receptions and so forth, you don't want to book something without checking the conference schedule first or checking with some other extra events provided by the conference first, because you really don't want to miss those. So once you have your daily activities covered at the conference and some of the other activities covered that you've planned for at the conference, then you want to plan for your other activities. I know that a lot of people, while the conference technically starts on Sunday, a number of people come in either that Friday or Saturday before, and they may even stay later into the week. Timothy, any advice for people that get in early, that come in on Friday or Saturday, or perhaps stay until Thursday or the following weekend? Any quick advice for kind of the weekend shoulders there?
Well, big advice is to plan, right? Because Vegas fills up. Restaurant reservations fill up. Show reservations fill up. A lot of these entertainment and these various attractions do fill up. So I would plan ahead and get the reservations, put an agenda together. The amenities are vast. Like I said, Vegas.com will have a lot of support for you to figure out various things that you can do. You can also reach out to the Paris concierge team. They're fantastic, one of the best in the city, and they can help you with restaurant reservations and show reservations as well. As a guest of Paris, that's a complimentary opportunity as well.
Excellent. Rachel, how about some quick packing advice? Obviously, you know, you're going to be inside, you're going to be outside, it's going to be evening things. What kind of packing advice would you give to people, particularly first time coming out to TravCon?
Yeah, definitely. Comfortable shoes. Don't be bringing the stilettos only for, you know, the after party. Thankfully, that's a very short walk from the Paris to Dre's. Is a very short walk. You just kind of walk through the hotel and walk across the street, but it's a little bit of a walk. So, but yeah, definitely comfortable shoes, jackets, light jackets, because it does get cold in there, and pack kind of light, because like me, I go shopping and that's where I get a lot of my clothes.
And you want to save room for swag, right? A lot of our wonderful exhibitors give away a lot of great swag.
Yes. So yeah, a lot of people will bring like an extra suitcase just in case they get too much swag and all of that. But yes, definitely maybe a portable phone charger. You definitely don't want to be left hanging. If you walked clear at the end of the strip and your phone dies, you can't get an Uber or get a hold of anybody, that's a really long walk. So I do like to bring a portable phone charger just in case I get lost. But yeah, so comfy shoes, comfortable clothes, and just, it's going to be a good time.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Timothy, as we wrap up here, you know, obviously a lot of people listen to our podcast, whether it's attendees or exhibitors or what have you, a lot of different organizations as well. If somebody were to want to find out more information about Elevated Meeting Solutions, or perhaps even about your organization services, how would they find out about you?
Well, thank you, Steve. They can go on our website, elevatedmeetings.com, There is a ton of information there. They can also follow us on LinkedIn, Elevated Meeting Solutions. We're on Instagram. We're on all the social platforms. Or they could reach out to me directly on LinkedIn, Timothy Glanzer on LinkedIn, and I can assist and support them as well.
Excellent. Well, I can't say, and I think, Rachel, I probably speak for you as well and the rest of our team, Elevated Meeting Solutions has been an absolutely wonderful organization to work with. This is our third year working with you, Timothy, and your fantastic team, and we really appreciate your support, and you're a huge part of our TravCon success, and we can't wait to see you and your fantastic team at this coming TravCon.
Definitely. It is an absolute honor for all of us to work with you guys. It's a great team. It's a very conducive team. We're looking forward to this great event. We're looking forward to meeting all the old faces and friends of TravCon, and hopefully several new faces as we build this network. So thank you so much for allowing us to be part of this great event.
Thank you, Timothy. And he is Timothy Glanzer, the Chief Elevation Officer for Elevated Meeting Solutions. Look forward to seeing you and the rest of the team at TravCon. She is Rachel Altum, our Gypsy Nurse and TravCon Community Manager. Rachel will be there. I will be there. We look forward to seeing all of you there. And just wrapping it up here, if you have registered for TravCon, go ahead and start making those plans for extracurricular activities that Timothy and Rachel had mentioned. If you haven't yet registered for TravCon, I encourage you to do so. We're only 50 days away. Things book up real quick. Our hotel room block is filling up. So I would absolutely encourage you to register for TravCon. Very easy. You can go to TravCon.org and the registration button is right there. So we really hope to see you there. So on behalf of the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon team, thank you for listening. I'm Steve Curtin, the CEO of the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon, the Healthcare Traveler Conference. And don't forget, September 22nd through the 25th, Paris Hotel, TravCon, 16th year. Hope to see you guys there and be on the lookout for us at Dre's.
Yep, we'll see you there. Thank you.